Consuming August, August 13th, 2022, by Louis Vincent Balbi. Tending to my daily duty to Yeats's dying animal, the mortal body we each are fastened to, I put in time on my sturdy Schwinn recumbent exercise bike, listening to an audible audiobook. Now I am as hot and sweaty as when stepping out of a steamy shower without feeling clean or squeaky. How I hate the heat! Until those days, when it radiates to fight the chill inside, come blue-hued winter mornings. But this being August, I grab bottled relief from the freezer. I switch my blue ice water bottle from right hand to left and back again. After minutes, it chills my palms. Seconds later, the blue cylinder love bites my fingers with its frost. Drinking a few mouthfuls of ice water, some internal thermostat clicks, and I feel a change come over me as cold quenches my thirsty throat. But heat still drenches my body so much that my ass is sweating, despite the AC blowing full throttle, until time holding on to the bottle slowly helps me feel comfortable in my dripping skin once again. Wiping stinging sweat from my eyes, with relief I focus on the proud words on the blue, transparent bottle, made in the USA. God bless the land of the free worker or machine who made this BPA-free. Throughout the day, but especially before I exercise, I stick the bottle in the freezer until ice crystals form. Sometimes I forget it there, and it freezes too much. Then it has to sit with me in the heat. It sweats as much as I do, which is a lot. Like a pig, as they say, although I have never seen a pig sweat. When enough liquid sloshes around the melting iceberg within, I shake it, then drink. It is gloriously arctic. Iceberg inside, like a ship in a bottle, headed with a carved wooden angel, transports me to a temperate landfall. I'm on a keto diet that likes sea salt. So, into the bottle's big mouth, almost as large as mine, I concoct a version of Bradbury's potent medicine for melancholy to slake my quenchable thirst. Not a delicate dandelion wine, but if something wonderful this way comes, good witch's cold brew of filtered water, pinch of Celtic sea, or Redmond real salt, a lemon's fresh squeezed juice, and drops of sugar-free electrolytes. Tart, salty, and ice cold, this glacial ambrosia refreshes my hot tongue and dry mouth. I let it linger before swallowing. I savor it more than I once enjoyed sipping a crisp Chardonnay back in the days of wine and hangovers. My entire body cools down from holding it while drinking. A really cool thing, almost magical, although science, physics, actually, called conductive heat transfer. Listen to me, trying to sound smart. The heat's definitely got to my head. The familiar cat in the house looks alertly when I shake the frosty water bottle. Her amazing eyes track every droplet of condensation that whirls off into the air. She is poised to jump, but sees no prey worth chasing. Her bright eyes gaze into mine, then casually look away, with indifference. But I imagine that the cat's inscrutable nature somehow senses that these rabid dog days are only going to get worse from here on out. I'm relieved I discovered a personal remedy, because no one else seems to have a freaking fracking clue what to do about the flaming future, but to continue waking up every day and doing what they did yesterday. I think maybe I need to order another Nalgene wide mouth 32-ounce water bottle with easy-to-use screw-top, loop-top lid. $15 for relief seems reasonable, as long as there's drinkable water and a working cold freezer to put it in. I wonder which color should I purchase this time? Decisions.